promises what awaits those who walk this path. For those who follow this path with rigor, honesty, and sustained commitment, profound transformation becomes possible. We will experience a new freedom and a new happiness. The four horsemen, frustration, bewilderment, terror, and despair, will lose their power over us. We will come to know serenity, not the absence of difficulty, but an unshakable foundation from which to meet difficulty. Self-obsession will fade. The enormous energy once wasted trying to control the uncontrollable nursing resentments and battling fear will become available for constructive purposes. We will cease fighting everything and everyone, including ourselves. We will know our place in the web of relations, not as the center demanding tribute, but as one thread contributing to the pattern. This is not diminishment, but liberation. The loneliness that thickened around our isolated selves will dissolve in the warmth of true belonging. We will walk in beauty, with beauty before us, behind us, above us, below us, and all around us. We will understand that in healing ourselves, we participate in healing our ancestors and our descendants. We will see that the personal is ecological, the political is spiritual, and everything is related. This is the medicine the world needs now, the remembering that we belong to each other and to the earth. Mitakuye Oyasin, all my relations. In beauty may we walk.